You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
We're talking mices of mice and men and women.
And people.
And stuff.
And of keyboards and men.
Yes.
And women.
If you haven't become familiar with all the little workings of your mouse, we've got lots of resources posted at our website.
I know you think it's a simple device. I know you think it can't do much. And I know you think it's kind of silly that we didn't even talk about the mouse. But there's a lot that people don't even realize. And if you don't believe me, just right-click and find out.
Ooh.
Just scroll that wheel up and down.
Whoa.
And see.
But aren't I going to hurt something?
What are you going to hurt?
I'm going to break something if I press the wrong button.
Only your finger.
Really?
If it's a mouse trap and it snaps up and... No.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's a good invention. What about when you screw up on your computer? If we invented something that would be like a mouse trap kind of device and it would snap your finger. Not enough to break it, just enough to make it sting or put a welt or something.
Can you say lawsuit? Sure you can.
What if we warned people, like cigarettes?
I know you can.
That using this mouse may cause broken fingers, blood, and gore.
Sure. I know what you mean.
Okay.
What we probably ought to do is encourage folks that are having, and we had an email, somebody asking about what do you do to try to keep from getting mouse wrist and a bunch of other anomalies that go on from using a mouse. Well, part of it is not the mouse itself, but it's how you position your arm and your hand and all the ergonomics that are out there. So if you're having a problem with your arm because you use the mouse a lot, your shoulder, that kind of thing, there's lots and lots of resources on the internet for how to relieve some of that stress and so on and so forth. You may want to also visit your local computer store and check out all the different type of pointing devices. Like, some people like trackballs. I hate them. Yeah, but some people swear
by them.
You
know, I sit down at somebody's desk and I'm like, how do you use this thing?
And they say the same thing about a mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
Well, and then you have the different, the cheap no-name mice, the ones that are like $1, $2.98, $2.50.
Right, those are yucky.
Yeah, they usually don't have a lot of ergonomic design, and they're usually not very accurate. So just stay away from those cheap mice. Stick
with a name brand.
Microsoft, Logitech. There's some gyro mice out there. You can actually hold it in the air and move it around with your wrist. And it.
If you're going to go wireless, definitely go name brand. Don't spend less than $50 on the mouse keyboard combo, and probably don't spend less than probably $85, $90, because the cheap ones really, really you're going to get frustrated with. In fact, even the nice ones, I have a hard time working with. If you have a friend who has one, go spend some time with it.
Yeah. They're
very interesting devices.
All the wireless mice. We've used like every variety of Microsoft, Logitech, mouse, keyboard. They have situations where they suddenly don't work and you have to reconnect. And, you know, it's kind of a pain when you're trying to get something done. So understand, anything wireless, just like your cell phone, it doesn't always work, and that's just part of the deal. You got a wireless network at home, it's not always going to work. If it's wireless, it's not always going to work. Just manage your own expectations.
Right.
Shall we help Linda?
Who's
in Dell?
She's in Dell?
Yes.
Wow, how did she get in there?
Hey, Linda.
Yeah.
How may we be of assistance?
I've got a problem trying to get an email to fax.
You're trying to send an email to a fax machine?
I have a letter that I want to pass on by fax.
Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. You got something you received in an email,
mm-hmm.
and you want to kind of like forward it, but you don't want to forward it to somebody's email address. You want to forward it to their fax machine?
Exactly.
And are you trying to fax from the computer, or do you have a traditional fax machine?
From the computer.
Okay. Because the easiest way is to print it out and just fax it through a traditional fax machine.
Yeah, but I don't have one.
Alrighty then.
If you have fax software, the next easiest thing would be, if it's text that you want to deal with, if you know how to cut and paste, which, funny enough, uses your mouse, or can use your mouse, you can highlight all the text you want, right-click, and say copy, then open up an application like Microsoft Word and paste into a new document by right-clicking and saying paste.
But wait a minute, it's already a document, though, isn't it?
But it's in an email, and there's no place. Most fax software works by, it actually is set up kind of like a printer where
right.
you go file and print.
But I'm saying, is this an attachment, or is it an actual message?
An actual message.
Okay, and you want the contents of that message to be faxed?
Exactly.
Okay. Do you have fax software installed in your computer?
Yes.
Which type? What brand, or what is it?
What, the software?
Yeah.
Whatever junk came with Dell?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it set up so that when you go to print anything, one of the options is the fax?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a modem in this computer?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're halfway
Actually,
there.
Actually, you got everything you need, maybe.
One last question. Is the phone line plugged into the line side of the modem?
Yes.
Do you use the modem for anything else?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so we don't know for sure. Have you ever used the modem successfully for anything?
Have I ever faxed anything?
No, have you successfully used the modem in any way, shape, or form, whether you got on the internet, faxed, did anything?
Yes.
You have, okay. So what I'm trying to make sure is that we don't have the phone line plugged into the wrong side of the modem, because that's a very common
situation. We're assuming now that the modem works, it's plugged in correctly, and you've got all the stuff necessary to get the job done.
You literally should be able to do a file print from within the actual email, and as if you were going to print it to your printer, and just switch to the fax as the printing device.
Once you do that, it should pop up and kind of walk you through by letting you put in a phone number and any kind of other information, cover page, that kind of stuff, depending on what the software is. It'll walk you through kind of usually like a wizard kind of thing. And as they say in China, voila!
Do they say that in China?
No.
So if I am in my email...
Yes. Actually, open up the... Double-click on the email message so it comes up full screen.
This would be using your mouse now.
Right.
So, you know, we're relating it to the theme.
Do file and then print.
But instead of printing...
It should come up and say, do you want to print to this printer? You'd choose a different printer. You know where it usually comes up and you have to say okay first?
There's a drop-down box and you select the printer that says something with the words fax in it that hopefully exists.
Okay. And if it doesn't have that, then I can't do it.
Correct. You have to get the software installed properly so that that option is there. Because what happens is it becomes a printing option in virtually any Windows program. Word, Excel, your email program, all of it, if it's set up properly.
Okay.
And if it's not, then you may want to contact the fine folks in Dell, I believe in Bangladesh, to...
Oh, yeah. I spent 45 minutes on the phone with them this morning.
Yeah, to try to figure out where it's supposed to be.
Well,
that's not a good sign.
You might also need to get a better piece of fax software. We recommend if you're going to do a lot of faxing, something called WinFax Pro. It's been out for years and years, real solid. If you're just going to do some light faxing, you can check out a place where we go for free downloads all the time called snapfiles.com.
Now, is this Windows XP?
Yes.
Okay, Windows XP also has a fax option, which is a little complicated to set up, but you can try that as well. Lots of resources. Let's put Linda on hold here. We're going up on a break here.
We can do that. We put her on hold, and we got a couple of free lines, 602-277-5827, a full hour of show yet to come, so stick around for that. It is the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.